It's the Northwest Nonsense. Lars's take on today's news without the left-leaning media bias.
It'll make you laugh, cry, and demand change.
The Northwest Nonsense is brought to you by Geeks a Knockin'. When your computer's not rockin', call Geeks a Knockin'.
Well, I guess the gun grabbers can knock it off. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that owning a gun is an individual right, just as the rest of the Bill of Rights is. For the first time in history, the Supreme Court has confirmed what most of us have known about the Constitution forever. Imagine the effect in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where for 30 years, unarmed, law-abiding citizens have been at the mercy of the armed criminal population. Now they get to fight back. For the rest of the country, there won't be much of a change, since 44 states out of the 50 already recognize the right of citizens to carry a gun. And it now opens the question of whether the crazy rules that still keep people from owning guns in places like New York City, Philadelphia, and Chicago are even constitutional. The usual four knuckleheads on the court didn't get it. Stevens writing in his dissent that owning guns was only for the purpose of military service. Boy, you think he skipped civics class or something? He and the three others voted against your civil rights, but Justice Scalia got it when he wrote in today's majority opinion, quote, "It was plainly the understanding in the post-Civil War Congress that the Second Amendment protected an individual right to use arms for self-defense."